Why don't they let me go live now? So, this is a new theme song. I just found it today. Anyway, enough of the porn music. Yeah, so we got podcast number 46 right now with Street Bike Tommy. He was actually supposed to be on last week, but then I saw on his Instagram that he was, driving rally cars or something in Wisconsin with Travis. So we got to give him some leeway on that one. But the podcast, as always, is brought to you by Stroker Industries, maker of the Trigger, a self-venting push-button fuel valve for your race jug. So basically, you just turn your can totally over, push the button, gas comes out. When you let off the button, shuts off. You don't have to have the hose hanging out there flinging fuel around. They also got Spit Shine, which is a silicone spray to protect your bike and make it look good. I'm not that type of guy, but if they give me some, I'll probably try it. And also Fog Out for the inside of your goggles, which I'm a sweaty bastard, so that's a good thing. And by Emoticons, which is Moto emojis for your iPhone, people. They're only 99 cents. Yes, you have to press and copy them and then paste them into the bar. But if that's really your issue with the emojis, man, like, you can't get any more lazy. All right, 99 cents. Support it. If enough people buy them, I'll make them for Android and then I'll make them better. So, right now we're going to join in the call. Nick and Tommy are already in there chopping it up. Suspenseful, isn't it? Here they come. It's loading. Here we go. Eventually.
Yeah, I've heard the stories of a floor. Yeah, get the
practice. I'm here.
So.
You guys are now on the interweb.
On the internet?
Mm-hmm.
And now I can finally see Tommy. I was just talking to a black screen that whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you went away, like, for me, it blacked out.
Oh, because I'm because I'm the one that brought all this together.
Word. Oh, it's a power move.
I was like, I can't let you guys look at each other while I'm away.
I'm shutting it down.
The only reason I let you guys talk is so that way I could just join the conversation.
Yeah, it's more natural that way.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Tommy's yelling this whole time?
I told him he needs to make sure his audio is good.
Well, he's been screaming.
I got the noise canceling headphones, so I'm like, I'm a normal audible volume, but I'm like, I don't know what it is, so I can't really hear myself.
You're quiet, so I can hear you though.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, we're good.
So, Street Bike Tommy.
Yes, sir.
How did you get that name?
I fell down.
That's a true statement.
Probably pulled that up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in my heyday when I had some pepper. You know, you misjudge a few things in life, and that was one of them.
Did you notice on the two-wheel Instagram, the hashtag on there?
Uh-oh, what was
it? Said, you can go twice as fast.
Oh, yeah. lifelong advice right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you search for Street Bike Tommy on YouTube, there's a lot of shit that comes up.
Yeah, oh, disaster, crash. Like, it's never, like, it doesn't finish good. Like, There's even like death and like stuff. You know, like, you gotta die? Come on, man.
You know how many people probably think you're dead?
How to break everything. Yeah, look at that. Great title.
This is the infamous.
Hold on, you gotta let me know when you're gonna play this stuff, cause I can't see the little screen.
Well, that was just he's getting ready to go twice as fast.
Yeah, that's the first
one. Oh, that was the first one.
Yeah. Alright, hang on. I turned the audio off, I don't want any issues with that.
Perfect.
This is my first jump ever right there. Ever.
So you were trying to backflip this?
No, I was trying to front flip.
Uh-oh, is it
for real or no?
Oh my god.
Yeah. You do go like 40 feet high.
Yeah.
To plywood.
I mean, and it's funny because I work in office buildings all the time, so like I always am like on the fourth floor looking out a window and going, yep, that's about it.
Oh my god. So I'm sure this is an old question, but what happened? What did you break?
What did I end up breaking? Yeah. I broke my left foot.
That's it?
That was all. Breaks. I mean, I got like really amazing bone apparently that I've learned over the years, but my my soft tissue goes a lot faster than my bone. Like, I detached my left calf. I tore my ACL, MCL, PCL. I got like no meniscus or cartilage left, like that kind of stuff. You know, but I broke my foot.
All the stuff in between is solid, though.
Yeah. So, I got really lucky. Like, I was, you know.
Yeah.
I could have swore, like, I was going to die. And, you know, I was like, oh, well, sweet. I'm going to be the guy that dies on the other side of some famous dude's trumpet. Because, you know, I didn't really know him then, you know.
No?
I was just kind of over with my, you know, my high school friends. My hood rat friends trying to do hood rat stuff.
So where do you live? Right around there, obviously.
So currently, I mean, I'm Travis's neighbor. So like we got trails and stuff to go back and forth. And,
nice.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty rad little compound, you know, because we got a couple neighbors down and all. Like all the properties connect, and all our neighbors are pretty much our friends. There's only like two that are, you know, give us kind of problems, but you know, it's not a big deal. Look at that.
Most of the kids ride out there, don't they? Or a lot of them?
The majority of like the neighbors and stuff, they all like to go out and get on four wheelers and go out at like 2 in the morning. I don't do it. I'm lazy.
What is this?
Vero? Apparently Vero is some, I forget the language. It might be Greek or something. I don't know. Vero is another language for truth. And they're trying to set up a social media platform that is just true social, I guess, is what they're selling it as. And it's a platform that has no advertisements, no algorithms. Like, you like what you like. If you follow somebody, they're going to show up in your feed. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, it's what social media started out as. And we're like, it was like, cool. And it has like other platforms on there that you can like buy and sell stuff, I think. It's kind of crazy, but like apparently like the first 1 million people that sign up are free, like for life or whatever. So
otherwise you're gonna have to pay.
I guess.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's gonna be like anything crazy expensive. I think it's just gonna be something where they can monetize it to where they don't have to have like stupid
advertisers. Yeah, you're going to have to generate off of it some way.
I'm so frustrated with social media nowadays just because of the advertisements. Like, I'm just over it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we didn't bring up our sponsors when we started the show.
So that's what I did when I left.
Yeah, they're the sponsors.
That's what I did when I left.
Oh, is that me doing?
All right, good. We monetized it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Here, I need you to hear the our new intro song. Does it not sound like a porn?
I'm wondering why I'm a little But the girls never came.
Oh, we see what type of porn you like.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm nasty. Whatever. I don't care what it is.
Some big meat sticks. Madness.
Yeah, dude, there's lollipop ribeye, boy. Stop playing my emotions.
So,
Yeah, so what's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
You already got it.
So you got a barbecue place or what?
Yeah, I got a barbecue truck, man. It's a truck size of a restaurant. Look at that puppy. It's a 40-foot trailer, man, and 650 pulling it. It's my buddy sold it to me. He's the guy I actually did. I did my apprenticeship under. Like, it was like a kind of an apprenticeship. He invited me out to work in his restaurant this time last year. I've been getting into barbecue super hard though, man. Like, I love it so much, and it's just like I've always been like, where's the best barbecue meat? Like, let me get the best brisket. And like, I was like, you know what, epic. You know, I'm gonna try to cook it. I'm gonna do this. You know, and it actually turned out being pretty good. And I started selling it at my house not too long ago just to see what would happen. And I would sell it out. I was like, you know what, you know, it'd be nice to start another venture. You know, something that keeps me home, because I mean, dude, God, touring starts to suck. I mean, you know, we're doing 90 shows a year now, and it's like, it's just, I'm actually taking the next couple off, because I'm just tired, really tired, and like, when they put me in, like, coach all the time, and like, you stay at these, like, Hampton or like Days Inn, it's like these like truck stop hotels. I'm like, man, come on.
You're living in it basically when you're doing that many shows.
Oh my god, dude. And it's not comfortable when you got like rolled in those rooms. It smells like hookers and cocaine. It's like, what are you guys doing?
You're like, I'm not going to be able to control myself.
Yeah. See that girl outside? I'm approaching it.
I'm going to work a deal. You watch.
Hey, bro. Hey.
So what is the barbecue thing? Are you going around doing like food truck type stuff, or is it catering? Or,
well, I mean, I don't really have a plan right now, but I would imagine all that stuff. I was doing both out of my house already. Like, I did a couple catering jobs. Like, I did my buddy has a dealership over on the Eastern Shore in Maryland, and I catered for 150 people that were working there, and did a solar company that's local out of here. And then, like, you know, there were days where I was just like cooking up out of my kitchen and having people come by and grab sandwiches and stuff. And there's actually a really cool collaboration I did with a buddy of mine that owns a donut shop that we made donut barbecue sandwiches. Like pulled pork on donuts, and then it should be a little lower.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that somewhere.
Right there. What's that? Look at that brisket, boy.
How was it?
Oh, dude, come on, man. That's sweet, salty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, how do you think it was?
And those donuts, man, are unreal, because they're like those cake donuts. You know, like, they're not quite like airy. They kind of have like some consistency to them, which is good for a sandwich. But yeah, they have like, you know, they're not like crazy sweet, but they have like just like the, oh man, it was, I mean, and they're fresh. Like, they come off the conveyor belt, like legit come out of the oil,
Krispy Kreme style,
like, straight up Krispy Kreme style. And like, I was putting hot brisket on there, you know, full pork. Man, it's unreal.
Tommy's wet dream right there. That's the type of porn Tommy likes.
Right there. You know what it is? And, I ended up selling like four or 500 people that day.
So, nice.
You know, that's pretty solid. And I only worked for like 3 hours.
You sold them to 400 or 500 people in one day?
Yeah, like in like lunchtime hour. Like, it was like 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that.
Out of where? Like, out of your friend's...
Yeah, my buddy's donut shop. I just set up a cooler with the meat already done in it. And I was just pulling out and cutting it, you know, as people ordered.
Dude, nice.
That's the best part. Yeah, dude. You know, it was a steady line. It was out the door. It was so awesome. But yeah, the best part of our barbecue is it's already done. You know, you don't have to pay anything. It's already there. Spent 20 hours on it. You know, all you got to do is cut it.
Yeah, and you do basically all the work by yourself with nobody to mess with you.
What was good about the donut thing is because they actually have captures. I got my house. The hot part is like take my gloves off and put new gloves on every time we like pass through the customer because you know I have to take money and like charge it up or whatever. So it's at the donut shop, man, he already had cashiers set up and everything. He just you know. All I had to do was cut. It was awesome.
Let me grab a beer and let my dog in the room.
What? Go beat my dog real quick.
It's scary, guys. Yeah, I'm back. Well, that's awesome, dude. I seen that.
Yeah, appreciate
your,
that.
Your rig.
Dude, I'm so pumped. Like, I can do so much more food on my rig.
Yeah, I mean, that thing's pretty intense. It's bigger than a food truck.
Yeah, man. It's like, I can service, like, honestly, what I want to do is, my plan right now is to follow around the tour, the U.S. tour, and sell off fans and stuff. Like, do, like, a tailgate.
Nice.
Oh, dude, that'd be fucking awesome.
Right?
I hit it out of the park.
Yeah. Maybe, like, get a little stunt show going. You know, revive the Street Bike Family name.
You don't want to do that.
Print? Is that your bike?
You know what it is. It's so good.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
It'd be like, can you cut this barbecue for me? My hand doesn't work.
Yeah. I just seem to have fallen off of an endo.
Dude, I got a hazelnut beer, Nick. It's got nuts on it. In your honor.
I got good old American beer there.
I mean, this is American beer, maybe. Rogue? Where's it made? Hey, I was thinking, Nick, we need to do a beer podcast.
Rose J. Can you French beers?
Rose J.
I don't speak French, but you could. Ask Pages.
Yeah, old Pages. I don't think he drinks wine.
Drink wine.
I think he drinks whatever.
Drink wine. Dude, we joined a wine club. One morning I was on the toilet and I got an Instagram ad and I joined a wine club. So they sent like 3 bottles for like $20. I'm like, oh, that's a deal. And then they're like, the next 6 bottles come for $95. And that's for the next 2 months. And we got that, like, I don't know, Friday. Man. I already drank 3 bottles. We drank 3 bottles of the 6. It's supposed to last us 2 months.
Yeah, dude. That's, I don't know, man. Wine's steep. The good stuff, that's some steep.
I mean, it's still, like, $15 a bottle, so that's not terrible.
You know what the thing is, though? It's really, like, you can pay way more for a bottle of wine. It could still suck.
Yeah. Yeah, but a 6-pack of beer could be $10-15 all day for a decent one.
I mean, top wines are going for like $40,000 a bottle.
Who are you hanging out with?
I'm just saying, man. You ever seen that special on Netflix?
Yeah, which one?
I was watching Sour Grapes, man.
Oh, dude, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Is that what the Chinese guy ripping people off?
Yeah. He's like, just like, you know, mixing crap wines to make them taste like the real deal because he had some supreme palate.
Yeah.
Man.
But then what's the difference, right? Like, that was the whole argument. Like,
well, I mean, you're paying for, you know, you're drinking something that's been dead for, like, you know, 150 years or whatever it is.
I know. Well, I wouldn't pay for that, but I'd drink it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd definitely drink it.
I thought the guy was awesome. He was living the American
dream. Yeah, he was
killing a bunch of people.
He was on the, what are you, like, actually on the stock market or something?
I don't know.
He like made like $100 million or something from what I remember.
Yeah. Well, the one of those dudes he tricked was one of the Koch brothers.
Yeah, right?
That dude was, like, you piss that dude off, you're done.
Yeah, see, Pippen. You were out of the food industry, food and beverage.
Yeah. I'm guessing Clint didn't watch this one.
Didn't watch your wine show.
You should. Tom P doesn't even fucking drink wine, he watched it.
Dude, I like, you know, those criminal stories, though. You know, I'm a sucker for those, like, you know, people that made it doing kind of, you know, right on the fringe of effed up stuff.
Yeah.
What, American Greed?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Drive. I call it Drive. You know what I mean?
No, there's a show called American Greed.
I'm not watching it.
There's so much liberal BS on Netflix lately.
Yeah, right?
No, that's just people that are anybody that ran like some big scam or something.
Oh, I'm thinking of the capitalism one or something.
That sounds like a communist show.
Everything on HBO is that way too. HBO is just
That's most TV stations, no?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so frustrating.
That's how you get into TV.
That's why we're on the internet.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw a pretty
talking good like meme. Normal people.
Yeah, I saw a pretty good meme explaining it the other day. It was this little 6-year-old girl was talking to the dude that was actually telling the story, and her liberal parents were overhearing him ask, like, you know, so she was saying something about like, oh man, look how many homeless people there are. I want to help them out. And, like, their mom and dad were, like, super pumped. They're like, oh, yeah, our daughter's great, like, beaming with excitement because she wanted to help the homeless or whatever. And, like, the guy that was telling the story was like, okay, well, what do you say? You come over to my house and you pull my weeds and you cut my grass and you do a couple chores around my house and I'll give you $50. And you can go give it to the homeless people. And she looked him dead in the face and was like, well, why can't they do the work and just give me $50? He said to her, welcome to the Republican Party. And it was, oh, dude, he said the girl's parents were pissed.
I've seen that one before.
That's what it is, though. I mean, mm-hmm. It's like, that's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You can't help everybody. You gotta. There's always gonna be people to take advantage of a situation like that.
I mean, I'm not saying that people don't get on hard times, but, you know, you are responsible for putting yourself out of them, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the best part about people helping people, because then if you help a dude and then you find out he just went and blew it on a 6-pack, you're not gonna help him again.
No.
If he gets a check from the government, they're just gonna keep him in there. Because they're going to vote every time.
Yep. Continuous.
Yeah, we waited, like, we got, like, how long are we into this? And we went
political 24 almost. Minutes.
How many?
24.
Oh, that's not bad. We'll be at conspiracy theories by an hour. No problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We'll get into some conspiracies. Like, let's talk about 9/11.
Oh, God.
Hold on. It's too much.
You know, here's the thing with all of this stuff. Like, you can say, you know, people want to go like they planned it, but I don't think it's quite that complicit.
Oh my God, we really are gonna talk about it.
Yeah. I don't think it's that complicit. I think it's more like we just look the other way when you get information about stuff.
Yeah. No, I believe that we did
9/11 100%. For real?
For real.
I like your style. I don't know what to think about it. I think, like, we probably all agree that whatever we're told isn't the real deal.
No.
Oh, no, there was, but you know, the whole reason is, like, why when stuff goes down, why would it happen? You know what I mean? That's, like, first question, like, what would have driven that to be an inside job? And there's just too much evidence that just, you know what I mean, like, dude,
says they needed it to start the war.
the building that houses all the government debt. There was like four buildings away, like just that was one of the ones that collapsed.
And Tower, building seven that never got hit?
Yeah. Never touched, no fire, nothing. Just see you, Pippin.
That hand, that and held then, what government documents?
Yeah, it's well, so like it was the hard record, like so it was the only paper record of like our country's debt, from what I was told.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And like, I mean, I've watched a lot of these conspiracy things. And I don't really remember details, like to be honest. But you know what I mean? Like from what I saw at the time, like I just put it out of my head because there's nothing you knew about it.
Yeah.
So I tend not to stress about stuff, but like I remember watching the shows and being distinctly swayed
inside of with so much stuff. It's like I'm not gonna. I watch it and then I set, you know, I build an opinion off that, and then I know I'm not gonna remember shit because I don't remember anything. Right. But I remember okay. I didn't like that.
There's like no point in stressing about that stuff because it doesn't. It shouldn't even be on the radar. You know. It's like there's literally nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. I think that's the issue. We're just pawns.
100%, dude. But you know what? I'm a pawn that's having a really good fucking time. Right?
Yeah, well,
that's the right attitude.
Yeah. I mean, just because I'm a pawn doesn't mean that I can't party and do everything that I want to do.
Well, that's the thing. We're in a good spot right now for however long it lasts. But right now, we're all right. We're cruising.
Did you see Tom's new back tattoo? I just posted.
Is that?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Where do you got it?
Whoa. Inside job.
The Twin Towers.
Damn.
The entire back.
That guy's committed.
That's an awful tattoo.
And it's not even a good, like, interpretation of the towers.
They're brick. What are they, brick?
There wasn't a brick on them. Oh, my God.
We might have to post one.
All right, so...
make it go all the way down.
So people that are just listening, Nick found this tattoo, and it's got two towers standing next to each other that look like fucking... you know, like square brick silos or something, and it says
with little kid lettering.
With yeah, with inside job written down them.
That's what we got for Instagram. What's that?
Oh my God, dude!
Excellent. You know what's funny is that's not the only one. That guy's copying somebody.
Oh my God!
Hang on. Oh man. I'll find the other one. There was another one. I just had it.
I hope they fixed the bricks on the other one at least. Yeah.
This one might actually be buildings. Google changed how you get pictures now. Like, you used to click on, go straight into the picture. Now it takes you to the site. Yeah, which is frustrating as shit.
They probably had legal issues or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to steal pictures for Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. They're making it difficult.
Yeah. I just want to view the image, motherfucker. I don't want to go to your shitty site. I just want to steal your photography.
Yeah. Everything's stolen nowadays. Hey, what's that new Vero or whatever? Are they going to be all strict about stealing memes?
Yeah, can
stuff?
I steal whatever I want?
No idea. I mean, I haven't actually tried to grab anybody's photos yet because I haven't seen anything. That
listen,
cool, I'm gonna get on and just start stealing pictures and see what happens.
Listen, can I set up a fake profile and catfish people on there?
I mean, I don't know if they do any of that authentication, so I think you may be able to do that.
So what you're saying is I should catfish people? It's you just condone that?
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of fun. I mean, like, if somebody random hits you up and you're like, okay, what's up? What it is? You know, that's kind of like on you. Because you're trusting the interwebs.
Yeah, I think it's like, have you ever watched the show Cheaters?
Mm-hmm. I've, like, probably I want to say it was probably 10 years ago now.
Well, it's still on, one, FYI.
They still make it?
They still make it.
Is it the same guy?
No, there's a new guy that does it. He only came back for a little while after he got stabbed and thrown off of that boat.
That's the one I saw. That's the one I saw. Was the dude stabbed.
On a boat. And then they fell off the boat. Yeah.
That's the one that I saw. Yeah.
So, no, there's a new guy now. There's a new guy now. That guy was like, fuck this. This show got out of hand.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
I had a chick that wouldn't let me watch R.E. the movie, so we always watch Dateline, NBC, and Chris Hansen.
You couldn't watch R-rated movies, but you could watch that, where it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, perverts. But no, they didn't show any boob, because if I saw a boob, it wasn't her. She would like lose her mind. It was like that kind of jealousy.
Yeah.
Gnarly boob. No, I wasn't even allowed to put my arm around chicks for photos, fan photos.
Was she Latina?
No, Asian community.
I can't believe this didn't work out.
Dude, the problem is that everybody loves Street Bike Tommy, and she's just gonna have to deal with that.
Yeah, you scare me.
She was not gonna deal with it.
How did we get there? What the hell was I talking about? I had a point.
Something about cheaters.
Oh, yeah. So you got cheaters, right? That's a horrible show. Yeah. But it is way more respectable than fucking Catfish. Because, listen.
I've never seen Catfish.
Because, well, so at least cheaters, they're actually banging somebody or whatever. You know what I mean? Catfish is just assholes that have been talking to somebody online for 4 fucking years and never met them. And still, they're like, I'm so in love. And you're like, you didn't even know that that's a person. I don't understand.
I feel like if a chick doesn't let me smash within the first 2 weeks, that's a deal breaker.
So how about if she doesn't even let you see her in person?
Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. You don't get past day 3 with that shit.
I can't believe. I just like that the term smash has become so common.
probably just because of me.
It's all Instagram.
I don't think everybody kind of uses it like I do, but I feel like Smash is pretty solid.
I feel unfortunately, probably Jersey Shore put that shit on the map.
They do.
They all said that?
They put everything on that, dude. It's like a whole new vocabulary.
Yeah.
See, I'm married to this girl, Jersey Shore, or any of these shit.
You were breaking up.
Jersey Shore's been out for how fucking long?
Oh, a long time.
Too long.
It was on way too long.
they were on right after our show. When we were no longer on MTV, it was probably, I want to say it was 2010 they probably got started.
Jersey Shore started in 2010? No way.
I feel like it was...
It was way before that. Because it was most of my career. I had to deal with everybody talking about fucking Jersey Shore as soon as they found out I was from New Jersey. And I'm like, please.
Yeah, but
cancel the show already.
Jersey Shore came on right after we weren't on it. And that wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was probably... I want to say it was 2009, 2010. I would look that up.
I guess we could Google it. Yeah,
Google it.
You guys got computers. I'm stuck on my phone. I have no capabilities.
I'm streaming to the internet.
They don't want me to Google it.
I'm streaming to the internet, so my computer's you are not allowed to do anything else right now. I'm already at max capacity.
First world problems.
I'm using all this bandwidth and shit, man.
None of mine. I'm freezing up over here.
All the gigawatts.
I tried to join this damn Vero account and it's fogging my internet.
Does it cost money yet?
I'm on it.
He's 1 million and one. Nick's 1 million. One
thing I've ever heard on it, I thought you were on it, and Joe Rogan got on it this morning. So I'm like, gosh, shit.
Joe Rogan's on it.
Wait, so what'd you get?
About 10 minutes, dude.
So did you get paid? What happened? Is that why you're on it?
Oh no,
who me?
I just saw like a couple of people that were on it. And I was like,
you didn't even sign up. You didn't even go on it yourself, and you have an account, and you're trying to tell me that you signed up for it on your own.
I did.
This is like a fucking 9/11, Nick. He's trying to fucking.
Well, you talking about this or Vero?
Tom's your deal with Vero.
Third party.
Your deal with Vero. You're a Vero shill, Tommy.
I'm not a Vero shill. I saw Nate Wessel had one. I was like, Nate got one, and I gotta get one. You know, whatever, ball out, let's do this.
Right now, I feel like it's an action sports thing, because that's the only, well, I guess
that's Rogan's. Everywhere that I've seen. I haven't seen anywhere else.
Yeah.
Let's take it over.
I'm just trying to figure out how I get them to think that I'm important enough to pay me to make an account.
No. I couldn't tell you. You've probably got to have views and followers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore started in 2009.
Oh, no way.
December of 2009. So Tom was
exactly
right.
Yeah.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
That show only went on for 3 years.
Yeah, but I mean, they're bringing it back, so it still kind of counts. And they've been running it since.
No.
So that's just... preseason.
No, they started Florida Bama. They're not bringing the Jersey Shore asswipes back, are they?
No,
I'm
bringing Jersey Shore back, dude.
Oh, my God.
I thought they were doing any more hillbilly stuff after the hillbilly show they did, and that kid died.
People died. People died. It was
what?
Two of them, I think, wasn't it?
What happened?
They got stuck in the mud in, like, a Bronco or something, and then, like, they were, like, rescued, and, like, they had the windows up, and they suffocated on exhaust fumes and died.
Oh, that,
kid with the little mustache?
Yeah.
I don't talk ill and dead people, but...
Right, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, all respect, but, you know, I think it was, like, the CMT, you know, something like that?
Maybe. Oh, I
done the same shit, just... It's all the same thing, right?
I'm pretty sure they're all Viacom or whatever.
Networks, but I don't know. I mean, that's where my paycheck came from.
Viacom?
Yeah.
Damn, we got a celebrity on here, Nick. I also, when I went and looked at his page today, I realized he's got 200 and something thousand fucking followers.
Who's that?
You.
Me? Yeah. I'm
landed a damn street bike.
No, dude. I'm, like, not even good at, like, riding motorcycles.
Dude, who else has a nickname after the thing that almost killed him?
I mean, I feel like people should. I hold that to heart. You know, I feel like that's where life started.
Yeah, but what then? Nick's name would be like sexual asphyxiation.
Like if you froze up, I missed half of what just happened.
Nick sexual asphyxiation Gore.
Yeah,
because you got it.
What did I miss?
That nothing. You have to make your nickname after whatever almost killed you.
Sexual asphyxiation.
No, Nick's name would be OJ. Overjump.
Oh, jeez,
yeah. That's happened.
I know about that one.
Yeah, see.
That's true. Nick never went directly to his face.
We don't appreciate your jokes, Clint.
Clint, why don't you stop half-assing shit?
Here's the thing. I've gone long plenty of times. It just never got me internet or TV fame.
Yeah, like true. 5 feet.
Big shot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude, I'm saying, 2006 is a big year for me.
That was 06?
No, it happened 04, but, like, YouTube was, like, fresh new, and apparently I was, like, a top downloader or something. I was a YouTuber before YouTubing was cool.
Yeah, you and me both, but then I stopped because I was like...
And now we're back.
I need to make some money off of this, and then now,
I was like, I should be making money off of this?
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought it was somewhere where, like, people go see cool stuff that I did, and I could talk about it at the bar and get free drinks.
Well, that's kind of, that's monetizing it.
Yeah, I mean, it has got me some pretty cool stuff. You know, it didn't, like, you know, make me a millionaire or anything like that, but, like, it definitely got me, like, everything that I ever wanted. Guns, meat, grills, you know.
Trips across the globe.
Yeah, shout out to Tracker Grills, you know, no big deal. travel the world, you know, 34, seen the majority of it, feel pretty good about it.
What do you do on tour?
Smash. I mean,
he's the GL of hype men.
You know what it is. Yeah, I try to be that Flavor Flav. I don't know. I just kind of try to do as much cool stuff as possible. If we're in an area where there's something dope that, you know, like the locals talk about, you know, they're like, oh man, you got to do this.
But
sign me up.
That's not why they bring. So Travis brings you on tours so that you can do cool stuff in the towns that they go to?
No.
So I mean, then why do you get. This is my point. What do you do during the show? Like, what do you.
I get introduced. And I kind of walk around aimlessly. And then I have a mic in my pocket. And I kind of jump in where I want to ad lib. I don't really have like a real role, I would say.
I wish
I kind of do whatever I want. I can send you a picture and show you exactly what I do.
I mean, I've been to, actually, you weren't at the show I was at. I think Catfish was being you or something.
Yeah, Catfish and Micah. So, like, I'll just, like, wander around and, like, they'll randomly say something. I'm like, yeah, what a big jumper. Yeah, I don't know. I'll just make fun of
stuff. But you probably go out and talk to the, interact with the fans and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, not like forcefully. Like, I don't have like a role to do that. I just kind of do.
Because that's how you are.
Yeah. I like people's.
Yeah, see, I would never talk to anybody unless they made me.
I was always annoyed by kids at like pit parties.
Yeah. Why are you asking all these fucking questions, kid? Get out of here.
It's a motorcycle. I ride the shit. So
yeah.
Trying to drink my beer.
No, most of the time it was them coming to autograph line and being disappointed that I was the guy that did the backflips because I didn't have any tattoos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like literally, legitimately, I've had kids come up and go, who did the backflip? And everybody's like, him. And then they just look really disappointed. They're like, oh.
Because you're not, like, you know, completely cartooned out.
And I go, so you don't think that I did? When they're like, eh. And I'm like, is it because I don't have enough tattoos? And they're like, eh.
Kinda, yeah.
And I'm like, so if I had tattoos, you'd believe I did the backflips? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, sorry, man. Sorry to let you down.
Stay in school. Take my
They thought Clint was like our manager or something. The rest of us look like 12. And Clint's just sitting there mean mugging them. And they're like, oh man, Jesus is waiting for somebody to jump.
Oh my God.
When we did.
I love dealing with people.
Yeah, see, I'm not really. I'd rather not talk to anybody. One time we were at a circus and I was hungover and I could. The tigers were by us and they were peeing and stuff, so that smelled horrible. And then kids started asking stupid questions, and that just sent me over the edge, and I had to vomit. I was like, I have to leave this table. I can't deal with it.
The dumb questions are my favorite ones. Like, you know, you get the kids shaking and like. Totally starstruck, and they don't know how to, they had this whole like thing made out in their head how they were going to talk to you, and like they were going to be your best friend, and they were going to ask, you know, questions that were super rad, and they had this whole situation worked out, and then they show up and they're like, I have a picture, and then like they have their little phone out and they're like, and they can't pull up the camera, and then that's frustrating, and then they hand it to their mom, and then the mom can't do it, and then you're standing there like just holding the same smile because you want to have the smile for when they actually do get the shot off. So, you know, their face is always like, and you know, yours because you held it is good. Yeah.
You know how many times I've been that kid?
Dude, I was that kid once. And I honestly didn't understand it until it just happened in Vegas when I met Madison Ivy. I was like, holy shit, this is what those kids feel like. I legit like felt flush in my face. And, like, I was, like, kind of starting to tremble a little bit. And I was like, holy shit, this is kind of cool. And, like, I even, like, told her the story, like, of, like, what I was going through. I was like, you know, yeah.
I don't know. Madison Ivy. We're looking her up right now because I wasn't sure who we were talking about.
Oh, don't worry. I know. Go back to his Instagram. It was him getting a picture or a kiss with her.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him get a picture. I want to see who we're talking about.
Oh.
See what we're talking about.
Yeah, get in there. Go to Pornhub. Type in Madison Ivy.
How is this on Amazon?
Or
that link took me to Amazon. He said Madison Ivy, so I pulled it up. Now it's Google fucking up all the search results. Look at this. Here, I'll show you. Every one you click on takes you to eBay or Amazon trying to sell you a picture
nice.
Of it.
Nice. I got one signed. So
go to
I did not.
It's $3 shipping.
I got it for free because it was the Riser booth.
Go on Instagram and she's Madison Ivy 420 or something.
Or 420 Madison Ivy, I think. Yeah.
It's one. I thought you wanted to see her and Tom P together.
So then go to his.
Yeah, my Instagram, dude. And then you can click the link.
Yeah, that picture.
There you go.
That picture.
Hooker lady?
Yeah.
Hey, she's a nice lady.
Nice lady.
Oh, I don't know that for sure. I'm just assuming.
Dude, the rig is ridiculous.
She's a fitness model?
Oh, yeah.
No.
She's selling fit tea? Is that what's happening?
Dude, she... Oh, sorry about my emotions. She bad. All
right, I want to see the picture you got with her. How far back is it?
Just like a month, I think.
You were right next to it, earlier.
Yeah. So, right. A little bit more.
Oh, there's your girl Madison.
Yeah.
Look, he's all giggly.
She watches Nitro.
You're slightly flushed.
She follows me.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was so dumb. I was like, oh my god.
So kids talking to you is the same as you talking to Madison Ivy. That's where we just left off.
Yeah, same thing.
That makes sense.
Solid, right?
This is the podcast every Tuesday.
This is what you've been missing with everybody. We got into conspiracy theories with Nate Adams.
Dude, Nate is a conspiracy theorist. I like Nate, man. We get on tour, man. We get talking about some effed up stuff, you know, because, dude, I'm a firm believer, man. I mean, for real, dude, Vegas, 100%, makes no sense. And, you know, we don't talk about it enough.
We introduced Nate to the fluoride situation.
Oh, really? That's because I was old. Fluoride was like the first one.
Yeah, the Nazis used it.
He's like, really? There's fluoride in the water? It's bad? We're like, what?
Fluoride's like as old as like jet trails.
Chemtrails?
Yeah.
Uh oh. I wish we could hashtag this live while we were going. Because it would just blow up when you said chemtrail. People arguing.
The catfish, he's a flat earther.
No, come on.
Dude, no, for real, dude. Catfish 100% believes that the Earth is flat.
Did he not go to Australia on tour?
No, dude, he just, you know, it's continuous. And then there's a big ice wall, apparently.
I've heard that.
That's why nothing falls off, because it's an ice wall.
Come on.
How do you explain winter and summer? Like, how is it summer right now in Australia?
Well, how is it that when you look out into the universe, there's nothing that's flat? Like, really, there's nothing else that's flat with a telescope.
Me and my buddies invented this theory that the moon is a giant flat disk that just is always facing perfectly, like, perpendicular to us. We're not flat earthers, but we're trying to explain it.
Flat mooners?
Yeah. If you Google it, it's a thing.
Hey, dude, and we were never on the moon. Sorry.
I'll go with that.
We made space, didn't go to the moon. I'm just saying, man, there's it's too perfect all the time, you know what I mean? Like, when stuff lines up.
Well, have you ever seen that Adam Ruins Everything show?
No.
I never watch it, but I see the commercials. He's like this annoying dude. He like crushes myths. And on his one, he said, like, it actually would have been easier for us to get to the moon than to fake it in the 60s. I'm like, how can you?
No way.
If you could film it on Earth, it'd be easier to film it on Earth than the moon. That was his whole argument.
Sometimes, I mean, again, it's just opinions. It's like Snopes. You go to this site and they tell you whether it's... I'm like, isn't there people running this with opinions? Like, I don't understand how this is the end-all be-all. This is, says that didn't fucking happen. That's it. Because this fucking guy who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is this guy?
I know it's like fact, man. Like, so if we were on the moon and we left the moon lander and all that stuff back, how is it nobody with a telescope can see it on the moon's surface? Easy. It's not there. So, it didn't get covered by solar winds, you know what I mean? Like, dust didn't cut. It would still be sitting there preserved perfect because in a zero
wind,
you know, atmosphere, environment, like, it's still there. So, you can't see with a telescope, so guess what? We weren't there. Like, you'd still be able to see the dude's footprints with a telescope.
A really good telescope.
We got dope telescopes now.
I want a scientist to say that. I want him to be like, yo, this is the dopest fucking telescope ever. We're about to look at footprints on the fucking moon.
I wish it was like Fox News. I could put headlines, because under time, I just put scientists. One more time.
PhDs, nuts, bitch.
Street Bike Tommy, and then it would have a quote, and it says, "We did not go to the moon." Street Bike Tommy, quote, 9/11, inside job.
I'm technically an authority on this, because I did go to space camp when I was little.
Damn.
Like Kramer?
Dude, I was at space camp when I was little, and a lot of stuff they told me, I was like, this is bullshit, man.
Well, listen.
Y'all alive.
Did you come home and tell your parents, like, that was some bullshit?
Yeah. Because I was kind of old then. I was like, because my dad, you know, he tried super hard, man, super hard-working dude. But, like, you know, he was always, like, one step behind. Like, so, like, when we wanted to go to space camp, when we were, like, 7, 8 years old, you know, like, oh, my God, we want to go to space camp so bad. He, like, sent us when we were, like, 12, and we were like, you know, man, it's some bullshit. Like, I don't want to go to space camp. You know?
There it is. And then... I've been woke since he was 12.
Yeah. And then, you know, stuff like, you know, I always wanted a dirt bike growing up. I wanted a dirt bike so bad. You know, I used to make all these deals with my dad, like, oh, man, like I want a dirt bike. I'll do anything. And then, you know, we ended up getting them when we were, like, 14. I was like, yo, Pop, man, I'm saving for a car, dude. Like, can you mess with those motorcycles?
Like, and, damn, you know, son.
Yeah. But no, he always, you know, he did what he could when he could. I wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't Pops, man. Pops, hard working dude.
It was just too late. You had already found vagina by the time that you got a dirt bike.
Dude, that's kind of like, you know, I mean, I don't know why the first time I got caught beating it was just like popping in my head right now.
The first time, he says. Yeah. How many times have you been caught?
You? Man, shut up, dude.
Listen, Tommy, you beat it in the shower. That way nobody's supposed to be fucking walking in there anyway.
Well, no, dude, I was super jacked up at this party because there was, like, all these, like, hot girls walking
around. What?
Yeah, and, like, you know, I was like, you know, I'm a kid, so I want to go knock one out real quick. And, like, you know.
Wait, so what kind of party is this? Is this your friend's party? Your parents' party.
Like, my parents are just having a party. Like, you know, it's not like strippers or anything. Like, there's just like hot chicks. You know? I was a kid, man. I had hormones and shit.
Okay.
And so I like going to the bathroom, knock one out, right? And I'm all laying back on the toilet, like, ah, you know, spread the whole deal, like, whole kits out, right? And like, I like, in my brain, I locked the bathroom door. I locked it. And then, like, I heard this girl coming up the steps to my dad's office, because that's where it was, and I heard, you know, saying she had to use the bathroom or whatever to her husband. And I was like, oh, all right, I'm good. Door's locked. So I'm like, I like literally just finished. I'm sitting there kind of goose. And like, I'm naked, you know, not a stitch of clothes on. You know, like, I took everything off. And I was just like laid back, you know, back against the tank. You know, and like, she opens the door. And like, that whole situation was like, wow, you know. And I'm like super embarrassed, and like I can still hear her. She goes like right back out the door, and I heard her husband, I thought you said you had to use the bathroom. And then like she was like, I do, but somebody's in there. And in my brain, I saw her doing the motion, you know, but someone's in there. And like I heard him start cracking up laughing. And he goes, well, go help him out then.
And you were like, yes, yes.
I
think I was probably 10 or 11.
All right. Makes more sense than hearing that story thinking you were like 16, 17.
No, dude. I was like, you know, just discovering my junk. I was like, yo, man, like, am I supposed to like stare at this thing? Or like, what's supposed to happen here? You know, it just do its thing. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow, that was one of the most like groundbreaking stories we've had just revealed on the.
Have you told anybody that
the story? My head, man. It was just like I don't know. It was like one of the, you know, craziest stories when I was a kid. They kind of stuck in my head. Like, man, I wish I didn't do that.
What was the second time you got caught?
Well, I didn't really get caught. I was just like super embarrassed. Because, like, so, like, I wake up, I'm, like, you know, 14 or 15, like high school, and, like, you know, I wake up and I got a rager, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to take care of this puppy. So I handle it, clean it up with a sock, you know, and I throw it in the hamper, you know, in my room, and, like, literally, as soon as the sock hits the hamper, my mom busts it, boom! And she's got the laundry basket. She goes to grab the laundry. And, like, before I could stop her, like, legit, she, like, grabbed that sock and went to turn it inside out and, like, grabbed a handful of, like, the stuff.
Oh, my God.
I legit was like, oh, my God. And, like, she just, like, didn't miss. Like, it was like, you know, hot lava. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, as soon as she touched it, it was like, let go. And she, like, rolled back out the room. And was like, you know, all right, I'll come back later. Like, you know, not embarrass me, but like, you know, she knew. Like, it was, yeah, one of the worst experiences of my life.
When Clint said, well, that's the other story, I'm like, he won't even have one.
That's what I expected, too. And he went directly into another story.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah. Wow. That was awesome.
Oh, man.
I need a cigarette.
I mean, you've never been caught ever, not once.
Not like anybody.
Not yet.
Not really.
Like, not by anybody that you give a shit about.
Well, okay, yeah, once.
I feel like everybody's got one. Everybody got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you bury it deep down and you never talk about it again.
I don't know, I think it's funny as hell, man. Like,
it is funny. That was a hilarious story. I don't ever want to.
I got caught looking at my junk a lot one time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just checking my shit out, like, looking at my junk. And then my sister, like, saw me one time, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, I was just staring at my dick for, like, 4 minutes.
I'm confused with this. How did, like, so you're naked, or you're...
Well, yeah, I was in my room, man, and, like, we lived in the woods, and, like, you know, I didn't have blinds or nothing. I just didn't think anybody was outside. And I'm just, like, you know, checking my junk out after a shower or something, and she walked by outside, and I was like, ah, what the fuck?
Damn it, woman, get out of here.
I feel like, you know, now... that's probably what I do. I swear to God, like, I have every curtain drawn in my house always. and swear to God, like, hotels, everything. Like, I'm so proud of it. It's ridiculous. And that's probably why.
What's this probably why?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Like, I'm like, legit, like, I don't ever not have them. Like, I'm looking around my house now. Everything's shut.
I bet you beat off fully clothed now, too, don't you?
No. Like, I'm just with myself.
I'll be right back. New beer.
I haven't even taken a pee break yet. I'm usually two or three in at this point.
Yeah, well, it's such riveting conversation.
It's been intense.
Yeah.
I was going to go crank one out like I normally do, but I was afraid someone would kick the door in.
Oh, God. Gunshot from here on out.
Nick's always like, listen, I got to go to the bathroom. The big wig.
I'm all tired.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I had a pretty funny childhood, man. There's some good times, dude. I had some funny stuff happening when I was a kid.
It seems like it's still happening.
Yeah, it is. It still is. Oh, my God.
I was trying to make a meme thing of you saying we're not landing on the moon, but I haven't even been able to work on it this whole time.
We didn't land on the moon. 9/11 was an inside job. There was more than one Vegas shooter.
It's going all out.
I'm just saying, man.
Tommy beats foolish. Off butt naked.
Yeah, but some of the world's most, you know, controversial... you know, conspiracy theories rolled right into, yeah, this one time I got caught beating it.
One time I was jerking my hurt.
Dude, I tell you, I don't mean to shift gears, but, like, I got this movie on because I rented it. Dude, Only the Brave is, like, the saddest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Are you going to cry?
I mean, I about did. It's this one's heavy because it's a true story.
What's Only the Brave?
It's a story about the Granite Mountain hot shots, the biggest firefighter disaster since 9/11, now that we're talking about 9/11.
What?
Yeah, like 19 firefighters lost their lives, like, got burnt up. But, like, I feel like, all right, I just gave away the whole movie. Spoiler alert.
I feel like if anybody knows what the movie's about, they probably have some background into what happened.
Dude, and, like, at the end, like, you know, they have this situation where they're all, like, they jump down into their little carry, you know, shelters. Like, you know how, like, the Alaskan crab fishermen have those suits that they, like, jump in the water with? Well, they have, like, these blankets that they carry with them in case there's, like, this gnarly fire. And they, like, they get in the shelters. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess they're going to make it out of it, or, like, somebody's going to. But, dude, like, legit, the next scene it shows the burnt up bags all sitting together still, like smoldering. I was like, yo, man, this is the worst movie ever. Like, I was so distraught, man. I watched it first time last night. I was, whew.
I never even heard of this movie. I never know what's like, happening anymore.
It's like the saddest movie there is.
I don't want to cry.
Dude, that one, if it don't get you, I don't know what. Although I didn't cry, but like the only movie that I've ever cried to this day was Terminator 2. Like when I was a kid and I first watched Terminator 2, it got me like right at the end when all sorts of things got lowered into the molten lava. And he put his thumb up, and they had that music on. It was like, na-na-na-na-na, you know what I mean? Dude, straight up, there's still one left. It isn't here. I was like, no, but you're his father figure. No, you guys bonded. You don't have to go. You know, like I had that whole like little kid moment. I'm worked up about it now.
Do you know what made me upset about Terminator?
What's up?
When that kid rode that XR and it sounded like a CR.
Oh,
wait.
It had 1920.
Oh, yeah. He just continually shift down that river basin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back when movies were movies.
Right.
There's still one left.
Silicona.
Yeah.
I gotta pee.
I gotta pee too. I've left so many times and it was never to pee.
I'm just gonna chill.
Well, you haven't been drinking. I told you 2 weeks ago.
I don't think we can leave Tom like.
I got the CBDs.
That doesn't do nothing.
Yeah, it makes me feel relaxed.
Yeah, it calms you down. And it helps with inflammation.
I don't think we can leave Tom unattended on the podcast.
Oh, dude, I can talk.
I know. We'll get a bunch of hate mail.
I'm like, to all the ladies out there, now that these dudes are gone, what's up?
Don't worry, there's no ladies watching this. It's all dudes, so.
It's all dudes.
Just listening to you, talking about whacking it. You haven't turned one lady on here. It's just all guys sitting around, staring at their computers.
No. I'm in my brain. There's four, okay.
Women.
Four, and they're the exact type of chick that I want to talk to. You know, they're like off-roady. You know, very self-sufficient. They probably have a job, which is like a real turn on.
They don't have jobs.
I can't seem to find one with a damn job. That's like one of my biggest hurdles.
How are you going to hang out with them if they're working all the time?
Oh, because I don't really work. So I like the ones that can be around a lot because I also like to smash.
That's what I'm saying. How are you going to hang out with them if they're working?
Oh, no. They could go away for 8 hours. I'd be okay with that, you know.
Be over there chugging CBD oil.
Yeah.
I'll just sedate myself while you're at work. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'll be back in my pants.
I got to put my external battery on my ship. Actually, I can't put my headphones on
my
stupid iPhones.
You have to plug it in.
I'm all like hot. I got a hoodie on. I'm plugging in, but I got my headphones on, man.
Oh, shit.
I got 20%. We should be good, right?
Well, take out your headphones and see how your sound is.
Well, I'll go get my thing. I got the thing.
The thing? So, shit, you got a house in Travis's neighborhood? From what I remember, his neighborhood is pretty, pretty upscale.
What you say?
I said you got a house in Travis's neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's pretty upscale, son.
Whatever, player. When he bought it wasn't nothing. Like
honestly, yeah, his house, but land. So you live with him or you're his neighbor?
Nah.
Yeah, so you bought your own house in the neighborhood.
Nah.
No?
I rent my house from Travis.
Ah, okay. Nice. I'm sure he's just waiting for the people he don't like to move and buy their house, and then he'll just own the whole block.
Yeah. Dude, why is it so hot in my house right now?
Because you didn't pay your electric. Travis cut you off.
No, dude. I'm running the heat, man. I just turn on the AC. It's Maryland, dude. The weather, that's how it is. It goes up and down.
How hot is it there now?
Well, so like last week before I got here, they had a couple of days that were in the mid-70s.
Yep.
And like a couple of days this week were 40s. You know, and then I think it snowed not too long before it was 70. All right, I'm gonna do the old switcheroo.
Switch the roo.
All right, I got my battery pack now. Look, I'm working with this. Yeah, ain't going nowhere.
There you go. So for people on audio, he's got like a laptop size fucking battery to charge his phone. Right.
Preparedness.
That's yeah. That was what I was gonna say. I drifted off.
I'm just saying, like, when you're an Instagram fiend like myself and you get stuck playing Clash of Clans at the airports, you kinda go through some battery.
Clash of Clans?
That's my jam, dude.
Oh, yeah? Did you take over the world yet? I don't.
My what? No, my shit's... I got my own clan.
Oh, yeah? What is it called?
Zero Cool.
I figured it would have been...
Zero Cool, kids, if you're looking for Tom P to battle.
Zero Cool. It was a pay homage to the movie Hackers. Did anybody watch the movie Hackers back in the day?
No.
No.
Dude. Oh my god.
How are you watching computer nerd movies back in the day and you're like, I don't know how to use Google Hangouts.
Because Google Hangouts dumb. My phone does everything it does.
You also come up as Dave something or other.
Yeah. That's the guy that set it up. I did set it up.
Well, I see that now. Yeah, because you wrote me, I was like, Dave, what's going on here?
Yeah. So, whatever, man.
All right, Dave.
Street
Bike Dave.
I don't know about, like, apps or, like, code or crap. Like, I know about, like, tech. Like, I got all the cool shit. Like, gadgets and, like, dope new stuff. Like, I'm always aware of, like, stuff coming out. But, like, I don't know about, like... Well, dude, you don't know what Vero is. Shut up.
Dude, this truthful... Listen.
It's old news to me. I'm bored with it already.
Listen, it means truth in Roman... In Roman numerals. And they don't they leave your timeline chronological and they let you catfish people. Listen, if you identify with Sarah Underwood and you just take her photos and make a profile as her, then it's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just identify.
That's right. I identify as Sarah Underwood.
Yeah. I saw a pretty good thing on the internet today. It was like, some dude was like, yeah, it's okay. Like, they want to take my AR, but they can't because it defies the slingshot.
There you go.
I was like, yes.
You know?
It's all technicalities.
I'm saying, man.
My AR was born a slingshot.
Yeah.
Just argue that.
Yeah.
But I don't have one, so...
No, it was born in AR, but It doesn't feel right. It feels like it's in the wrong body.
I'm about to get sad again. They're like, I'm about to...
You watch this movie again?
It's on. Like, I rented it. And, like, I have to, you know, I don't need my money's worth.
I think you got 24 hours.
All I can ask you, because I could not have a movie on and pay attention to anybody else or pay attention to anything.
Well, I'm a multitasker.
Basically, if you turn one more thing on in Nick's room, he would just be like, he couldn't pay attention to any of it.
I'm gonna get you a bug zapper for Christmas.
For entertainment.
not gonna lie, I could actually like sit and watch a bug zapper.
He lives in a flyover state. I bet he could just do that all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, laugh it up, fellas. Laugh it up.
Is that Wyoming?
He lives in the noise.
In the noise.
Wait for it.
Illinois?
There you go.
I was like trying to think of like what city.
He's like, Iowa noise?
Well, no, I was like, well, if it's Flower State, it wouldn't be too noisy.
Yeah, it is, from all the fucking planes.
Whatever.
That's all they hear.
But they're too high, man. They're up there spreading chemtrails.
His friend is a fucking death farmer and sprays GMOs all over the place.
What's a death farmer?
I don't know, but his logo has like a chicken skull on it or something.
I mean...
A chicken skull? It's just a...
Human skull? That's better.
This would be my main sponsor. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Wait. There we go.
What's wrong with that?
He's got a human skull on his logo.
Well, yeah. But, like, when you have a farm, you have dead stuff.
That's a human one.
Food. He's growing food.
It's a dead human. He uses humans to feed his crops. What's going on there?
He's just growing Soylent Green. That's what's happening.
I don't know. Maybe he's just a rad brand.
I mean, he is.
That's why, I took off a chunk of his field so I could put a landing in it. That's the only place I have to ride that I don't ride.
Listen.
I just got burnt up.
He got so much entertainment out of that fucking little swath of land. It was well worth what he lost in, harvest revenue.
Yeah, he does appreciate seeing people get hurt.
If you build it, they'll come.
Yeah. If you build it, they will overjump it and knock themselves out.
I never overjumped that one. It was a step up. You built a nice safe setup. I cased
except
it.
Except for the time, yeah, you cased it and put yourself out.
Huh?
Is that the only time that you've cased anything?
No, I cased a bunch of shit.
I never really cased anything. I either overjumped the hell out of it or shorted it. I never really landed on a sweet spot ever.
Casing is not the sweet spot.
Dear, everybody hits the sweet spot. How fucking obviously it's the easiest way to go.
I don't know, man.
No, I just hate on people who do it. That's what I do. Because that's the only satisfaction I have in the whole situation.
Oh, I got that. Yeah.
All these guys talking about being hot shots. They just get lucky, like all the time.
Yeah.
Awkward pause.
There's a part in the movie where they have this flaming bear run out of the woods. Like it's a bear on fire.
Can you imagine how bad that stunk? Just a bunch of fur.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Just shoot it.
And a bear in general is like a greasy meat, so it's like, I'm sure it didn't smell good.
Do you know
have you ever smoked anything weird like bear?
No, because I really like cow and it's delicious, and I stick to that. Pig's good, chicken's good. Yeah, I don't really mess with like the gamey stuff. I mean, wild boar.
What about elk?
Don't have elk.
Well, get on it.
I got venison.
Pussy shit.
I'm saying it's what's here, dude.
It's true.
Yeah, like brown recluses.
There you go.
Yeah,
like smoke
a brown recluse.
Like scary.
How about snakes? Like, you guys got any good snakes down there?
Yeah, we got like
the Maryland Copperhead.
Copperhead, yeah.
There you go, smokers. Smoker. There you go, smoke them.
Got I don't know. It's not very scary, Steve. You got crabs.
You guys do have crabs. Have you ever
smoked seafood? Yeah, dude. Shit is bomb.
Dude, I'm going to have to come down just to eat your meat, Tommy.
Yeah, same, dude. It is that good. I'm saying it's the jam.
Your meat is the jam.
That's right.
Can you put that on something? My meat is the jam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fill your hole with my meat.
Your mouthful.
I'm going to put a meat in your guts.
There you go. Get my meat all up in your guts.
I did get some bomb-ass bacon this morning.
No, listen, you just need to have something that says, my meat, your guts.
Yep.
There you go.
I'm saying.
On the side of your giant holler, just put that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you could go, like, to high schools and serve your lunches over there.
I'm going to dump my meat in your guts.
And you can call it, the smash lunch.
The smash truck?
Smash lunch.
Smash lunch. Yeah.
Which is American for afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight.
Maybe it's Maryland for afternoon delight. That's what it is. Smash lunch.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't think... How many times... Like, I only hung out with you a couple times at Travis's. I feel like you weren't around in the beginning when I first started going there.
Well, I was kind of married then.
Oh, yeah? How old were you when you got married?
Yeah, like, for real married. And that's the chick that I wasn't allowed to do anything. Like if I wasn't filming, like, I was, like, legit locked in my bedroom with her. Which wasn't bad, you know. I enjoyed it, but I don't know. It got volatile.
Did you get hit? Tell us about it, Tommy.
With stuff. Apparently, when you're a larger person, that, you know, they tend to hit you with things that they think hurt.
Were they correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not gonna talk about that.
All right. Tommy was a victim of domestic abuse. Do you want us to counsel you or like sign you up for something?
My job was
we're basically like TMZ at this point. We're gonna post a headline. Yeah. Shies away from abuse questions.
My job was way more abusive, so we're good. Dude, my job beat the shit out of me.
That was your drywall on?
Dude, the early days of the MTV show were ridiculous for me. Like, I got worked.
Like, yeah, but...
daily curse.
But you were getting paid to do that.
Yeah.
You weren't getting paid to get beat up at home.
I was, just in a different form. It's like
in the Smash oldest Bucks.
Form of getting paid in the world.
You got paid in Smash Bucks.
It's the oldest profession.
Smash Bucks.
Smash, you know.
I know.
It's a job.
I know it. So where were we going away from that?
Where were we?
I'm fucking three beers in. Fuck off.
Whoa. It's a big night.
It's a big night. It's Tuesday. We're getting crazy.
Dude, I'm killing it, man.
But this is a strong one.
A nitro?
Yep, a nitro.
True.
Ah,
it's a nitro beer. What up?
You gotta pay fucking royalties now, Clint. Way to go.
I'm not paying shit. This is the internet. I take whatever I want.
Shit is Wi-Fi free.
That's right. I'm just gonna transmit this shit into your brain. I'm not paying anything.
Yeah, drop in Murphy's playing as the intro.
Can you even say Dropkick Murphys without having to pay them?
I don't pay anything.
That's where it's going nowadays, man. You know, because they're trying to make their money where they can, because, you know, CDs and actual records are gone. They're like, well, where are we going to make our money? And it's like, everything costs money.
Yeah, for sure. That's why the is that part of the net neutrality thing?
Fuck, I don't know anything about that.
Here's my thing, is they're like, yo, if net neutrality passes, then this provider or whatever can make sure that you don't see this or that, you know, and get rid of freedom of speech.
I mean, it sounds like Instagram.
There you go. Exactly. Sounds like the algorithms that they have now. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations. Welcome to the world. It's about time we grow up.
Just like this Vero, somebody will come in and fill that void and be like, hey, you can look at it here.
Yeah.
As long as they don't fucking get the FCC or whatever involved too heavy. But I think that's what they're doeing is they're going to get them out if they repeal net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna... You can't say net neutrality after a couple beers is like a hard one.
Net neutrality?
Net neutrality.
Yeah, you didn't... yeah, take more CBDs, you pussy.
What?
Take some CBDs and THCs, and then we'll talk about
the
it.
CBDs,
TMZ.
We just need to do your Bill G.
Yo, they need to make TMZ CBDs.
Why? Because it's fun to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Kind of like
sell a hot sobby.
TM CBDs. 10MZ CBDs.
TMZ CBDs.
I'm really upset that you didn't remember that. Yeah, so what happened last week, huh?
I was driving.
Where were you driving?
Like, I was, like, that whole trip back, like, from Salt Lake to Wisconsin for the Subaru Winter Experience Rally School thing.
No, I believe then, that's what you were doing. I don't think you were driving back. I think you were still experiencing...
Well, I was driving.
Were you on Tuesday?
I was driving Tuesday. Yeah.
So what was the Subaru experience of just knowing cars?
That's what we're standing on is a lake. So, like, we were driving on ice. And we were driving the BRZ, the WRX, and the STI. And, like, basically, it's a sick rally school, like it's the winter experience or whatever, but it's really like very schoolish, like for like novice drivers to just get in and like go, because they cut out a track in the snow. So it's like this track that's, you know, ice, and then the snow is like the barrier, which is your track. So like if you slide off, it's really no big deal. Like, I mean, they get kind of pissed because it tears the cars up a little bit, but as far as like danger factor, like you're pretty solid. Like you don't have to worry about much because it's just snow. So, but yeah, like basically your instructor is a walkie-talkie and a cup holder.
Really?
So, I mean, like, yeah, dude, we were really getting after it. And it wasn't just because it was us. It's like that's how it's run. So I mean, if you have any interest at all in like doing some professional driving, they do it every year. Check out a Subaru. Subaru Winter Experience. It's so dope.
What does like, it cost totally for a normal
the
person?
The WRX is like the rally car, right?
The STI is the rally car. Like out of the box rally ish, I should say, because it's definitely not even close to the rally car. Because the rally car is 650 horsepower. And like the rally spec tires and suspension and stuff, like it's just like not even close. But like the STI is out of the box, like unreal. Like,
but you drove, there was 3 models or 2 models you guys driving?
Three models, because the WRX is the mid model, so it's like the entry level STI. has like 220 horsepower, I believe, something around that, all-wheel drive. So, I mean, it's still a badass car. Like, it'll go. And then the BRZ is a rear-wheel drive car that's kind of fun just because, you know, it's rear-wheel drive and you're on ice and you can pretty much just drift the entire course.
Because I saw there was like a, I don't know, two-door looking model. That's the BRZ?
That's the BRZ. Yeah, it was, man, it was so sick.
Pretty cool looking.
You obviously have spikes or something in the tires, right?
Yeah, they got studs in the tires, but they're just like, you know, snow studs. They're not like, you know, rally spec or anything like that. They're actually like very roadish spike, you know, like, I think they're like 10 millimeters or something like that. But yeah, man, they let you romp on the cars. Like, they just say go. And like, we were really, really getting after it. Like, it wasn't like we were just kind of, like we were beating on the cars pretty bad.
And this was in, where was this? Michigan?
It's North Wisconsin. It's Eagle River, I believe. Eagle?
Yeah, I love Eagle River, Wisconsin.
It's sick, dude. It's so sick.
I'm joking, I've never been.
Well, I'm just saying. Probably
look it up because I thought it was Michigan because I saw Scott Murray was up there, so I thought it was.
Well, he swung through. I didn't actually see him. I forget what I went to the laundromat because I've been on the road for like 2 weeks, so I was at the laundromat when he stopped by. But you know, what are you gonna do?
So he literally just stopped by,
yeah, like he pulled in for like an hour apparently and like bounced because like. He was like, "Hey man, Scott's at the bar. You wanna come say what's up?" I was like, "I mean, fuck yeah! I mean, how long are you gonna be there? I'm just doing my laundry real quick." He's like, "Ah, well, you're gonna miss him."
So he literally just stopped, had a drink, and continued on.
Yeah.
To the.
Well, can we take some selfies?
I don't know if he took a drink. He had a drink and then drove. I'm not gonna go ahead and I'm gonna disclaimer the fact that I don't know.
That's the Upper Peninsula. You're right. You're close enough to it. You can do that,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure in Wisconsin you have to have a beer to drive.
True.
I've heard that from Come Over Steve.
You need at least one beer in order to operate a vehicle.
Yeah, or you're going to be too stiff and you won't be good
at it. Yeah, 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 you'll be all tense. You're
going to loosen up in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to flow.
Yeah.
What's their, you know, Wisconsin baseball team? Yeah, they do. Milwaukee.
Watch this baseball.
Milwaukee. Brewers. There you go.
It is the Brewers.
You got to have a beer to get into that stadium.
It's true.
You have to walk up to the front gate with a beer.
Every day is beer day.
Otherwise, they won't let you in.
And anything under 22 ounces isn't accepted either.
That's right.
They're good at drinking. There's not a lot of like fighting nearly as like popular as you would think for a beer society.
Nick's a neighbor. Nick's a neighbor there, so he knows all about it because they're about the same thing.
I'm 2 hours from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I feel like in the beer drinking communities, like you don't hear about the fist fighting because you know in the beer drinking communities they solve it. You know, yeah. They don't go run to the authorities or like, saying, "Hey, oh,
well, I'm not gonna go blast fist fights on." A podcast then.
Or right. Or maybe they're blacked out when said fights happen and then nobody remembers so they don't report it to anyone.
Yeah. Well, if all parties are not there then
I've been pretty blacked out and I always remember a good fist fight.
That's not being blacked out then.
No, I mean like that's all I got is like that bit and then after that nothing.
Listen, I've been at bars. I've been at bars on tour where, and actually, there was a kid I went to high school with that did the same thing. He would get both of them would get really drunk and then wander off by themselves and then come back beat up.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, I actually woke up one time and I was like, "Man, why is my face hurt?" Like, probably 3 days later, I remembered I got hit in the face with a granite ashtray.
Nice. Was it a bet or something? Like,
No, the guy was mad at me because I shot him with the water gun behind the bar. Because he was being a fucking cocksucker. And he, like, frisbeed this, like, granite, you know, ashtray at me. This was a long time ago. Still smoking in the bars, so. Yeah. It was, like, a big, giant, like, 12-inch, like, thick granite ashtray.
He went from not remembering anything to remember the girth of the ashtray.
Yeah. Dude, I'll, like, when I black out, man, like, I'll get, like, some pretty serious details later, like, probably a week.
Hmm.
You know, because if somebody tells me a story, it, like, jogs my memory, and I'm like, holy shit, that fucking did happen.
See,
I'm
now.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I had a crash with Nick, actually, and I don't remember much, but now in my head, I think I remember jumping off. But I also think that from watching the video and hearing the explanation, I think that I may have made it up in my head.
That's the problem. Like, you get details and your brain just fills in.
That's right.
You're like, yup, I remember that.
Yeah. I feel like I may have fabricated that memory of going off the ramp and then jumping off the bike.
Well, I would say that that would be a problem of mine, but I'm very surrounded by people that tell me the stories.
Right, but that's like what's making you. Yeah, exactly. You're
like, as I'm telling it, they're like, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, you're telling the story.
Yeah, like, so I get verified. Or I check Twitter. Because, like, if I have a big night, it's always on Twitter for some reason.
I don't do Twitter because it's just...
We need to get on Twitter.
No, it's mostly reading and very little pictures, and that's...
Well, I don't really mess with it. I just Google myself and Twitter search myself. Like, I try to make sure, like, I'm like, hey, what happened last night? And I'll
listen.
Like, go look on Twitter.
You already told us about the times you got caught Googling yourself.
I Google myself all the time.
I'm a self-Googler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what's out there.
Well, it's like, you know, they say nobody can love you unless you love yourself.
Yeah.
That sounds like some loser talk, like some social worker told you that.
Yeah. No, I read it on the back of a self-help pamphlet that I got at a group meeting.
Everything you do is okay. No one can love you unless you love yourself.
Good old self-help.
That's right. Nick's all in his house with his wife and his kids and his dog. And you know what I mean? He's judging us, Tom.
All right, so how long are we going now?
Huh? I'm almost done.
How long are we going now?
Oh.
Oh, shit. Why? What do you got?
An hour and 40 minutes.
How many?
An hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, whoa. That's a lot longer than I thought.
See, that's why you need beer, so that way you wouldn't be counting minutes and stuff.
I'm not counting minutes. I was just in my brain. I was like, what's up?
You'd just be like counting pee breaks. You'd be like, listen, this is the third time I need to pee, but it's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd have to pee in that amount of time. I don't really.
Oh, no. I'm up here.
My body doesn't like to let go of that good.
Like to hold on to it.
Yeah. It's like, that's good.
I've usually peed like 3 times by now. I don't know what happened.
How many beers have you had?
You drinking?
I don't know.
All right, dog.
I am about to go to bed, though.
For real. Seriously, guys.
I got some conspiracy theory movies I need to watch real quick before I go to bed about the bone.
Get all stressed out.
Yeah, go to bed pissed off.
Hey, fucking sons of bitches.
They're coming for me, my family. You get all mad, have terrible dreams.
You're not taking our guns.
He knows they're not, because he's in the middle. Actually, no, he's in Obama's home state.
Oh, no.
Yep. He voted for him. He voted for him this year.
Yeah.
Huh?
This last election, Nick wrote in Obama.
Just Obama, nothing
else. Just that's all they're doing.
I wanted a half white guy to win.
Oh my god, dude.
All right. You want to plug your Looney Bin Barbecue?
Looney Bin Barbecue. I don't have anything set up right now, as we're speaking, but like soon, like within the month, I'm gonna have my truck up and running. And that's what's called Looney Bin Barbecue.
Soon, Dave.
In Maryland.
Soon, Dave will get the website up and everything else.
Yeah. I'm gonna see Dave. I don't do that stuff, man. Unless it's like a techie object and stuff's already on the phone.
Stop it out.
You know what I mean?
Techie object, he means like some like kind of razor scooter or the STI or.
Yeah, like I know about stuff. I don't know about like hardware, software or whatever.
Software, you mean?
He's not a hacker. He just likes to watch hackers.
Yeah, that's a good movie. You should probably check it out.
He also loves Cocktail. And
Cocktail is a great movie.
And the one about the stock exchange.
Which one?
Wolf of Wall Street? Who doesn't like Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I wasn't going there. I was going like Glengarry, Glen Ross, or whatever the fuck that movie is. Or like Boiler Room.
Oh, sour grapes. You like sour grapes?
Sour grapes. Boiler Room. Grapes.
I never heard of sour grapes. Never heard of Sour Grapes. It's about
Sour Grapes is fucking awesome. Clint should watch it.
When did this come out?
2 years ago, something like that.
Really?
He's already in jail. He's probably already out.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's.
I never went to jail.
Oh, he went to jail. He went to jail. For sure.
Yeah,
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I thought you were talking about me.
No.
No, man. We're talking about the Chinese hustler.
Oh, you ruined the whole show. You ruined the whole movie now. I'm not going to watch it.
We're getting back to that. Not all about this. Careful, he's going to shut us down. He's going to black out our screens.
Yeah.
Normally, when we get political, we have some kind of internet glitch or something.
Tim, oh, absolutely.
Tom, you went off on pretty much everything, and we didn't get shut down. That's pretty,
yeah.
That's a first for the podcast.
You guys did start to lock up on my end.
They're like, nobody's going to believe this fucking tool bag.
I feel like,
this is exactly who we want talking about conspiracies. This is like a guy.
Yeah, but they're not even talking about you. They're just talking about us and this show. They're like, we're no longer worried about this show.
Yeah.
Nobody watches it. Nobody listens to them.
When you touch base on everything,
they're going to start paying us to promote these conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to have Alex Jones on.
Yeah.
No, we can't have that much screaming.
Wasn't Trump supposed to release like the JFK information or something?
He did.
I heard. I don't know.
He did.
Then what was it?
But nothing was that crazy where it was like really.
Like the CIA is going to write down, we killed him on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, that's what it said.
Hey, we did it.
They did that to Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, he didn't release that shit. The internet had to do that.
The FBI
was like, ah, our bad.
The FBI released a song called Who Shot You? And at the end it said, please rewind this. FBI's behind this.
Who? Oh my god. So dumb.
You just killed any credibility we had.
What do you mean? I made a Biggie reference. Fuck you. I got street cred now. Everybody. Everybody.
A Pac reference?
No. Well, it's a both. It was a Biggie song. Yes, but Biggie wrote the song Who Shot You?
Yeah.
And at the end it says.
This is TMZ. Like, normally we have a big water bottle with a straw.
Yeah.
But it's like, tell me more.
And it says, I'm not a lawyer.
Clint Esposito Stein.
That's right. Stein.
Esposito Stein.
There you go. All
right. I'm going to bed.
Is that like a Jewish Hispanic?
Oh.
That's an Italian Jew.
Italian, bro.
I
thought
what you said. The Wop said it when you were mistaken for Mexican.
Oh, hey, I'm a Wop, so.
Oh, one of your own.
That's right. So you fucking threw me under the bus, a fucking guinea wop. He's like, you know you can't speak Italian. Bibbidi bibbidi boobidi boo.
Bibbidi bobbidi. Bibbidi bobbidi. Oh, what are you doing still standing there, tough guy? I thought I told you to go fuck your mother.
All right, Thomas. We need to have some of your barbecue at some point.
Yeah, dude, swing out anytime. Maryland MD.
Just put a piece in the envelope and send it to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say are you guys going to New Jersey this year?
I can probably go back. I might go to Jersey, I don't know. I haven't checked the schedule, to be honest.
Or New York?
Ow. It's a possibility.
Well, let me know.
Chicago. I would love to go to Chicago. Chicago is about money, food in general.
Well, if you come, I want to go. I mean, I'll buy, I'll pay.
Chicago's, like, legit one of my favorite cities in the entire country.
See that, Clint?
Yeah, he's a fucking flyover guy.
He loves Obama's hometown. You heard it here.
Well, we already been through this. It's not Kenya. Yeah, hit that North American.
What?
Can you see it, Clint? Are you posting the dates for next?
You gotta let me know because I'm just looking at the
I know, everybody's talking. Soft. Interrupt.
I'm looking at the software that's broadcasting it. So like,
I'm trying to wait for Clint to get it up there.
All right, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. All right, there you go.
Pennsylvania, Virginia,
New Brunswick, Pittsburgh,
Ohio. I don't think we hit like that part of the East Coast.
You know why you guys can't come to Chicago?
Because we'll get shot.
Because the fucking unions. That's why. That's why we don't have anything like that.
It's probably why they're not doing New York either.
Yeah, they ruin it. They're like, oh yeah, you can do it. It would just cost you four times as much.
So I mean, we've already done it there. Like, we've done the tour like a bunch.
But you guys were in, you were in Rosemont. That's kind of like a technicality.
Well, I mean, like, you know, wherever the Red Wings play.
That's Detroit.
Oh wait, what's the?
No, you were where the Wolves play, not the Blackhawks.
York, yeah. Pennsylvania. That might not be that far.
Yeah, York's pretty actually close, like to me anyway.
Well, all right, so Clint's gonna find me out from York, that. Pennsylvania, and we're gonna hook up.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm gonna fly you out. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's in the. We got this budget.
Yeah.
We do.
Big money.
We're gonna sell stickers.
Now that you got this internet fast Street Bike Tommy content.
I'm glad that you realize that, but you're not asking for any money. That's good.
Because
I don't have any. Over. I don't have any. That's 3 hours away. So let's see what the there was one in Virginia. That's probably the same.
Virginia is really far. You have to go through Maryland to get to Virginia.
Listen, don't talk to me like that.
I'm just saying, man.
From New Jersey?
It's in a book. Look it up.
I don't think so.
What is this? What is where's the fuck's New Brunswick?
Probably, yeah, most likely. Maryland.
If you can't say it and it sounds French, it's Canada.
Oh, yeah. That's much... Virginia would be much farther. So, York, Pennsylvania is definitely the closest one.
All right. Yeah. I'll book my flight, and I will send Clint the receipt.
It's called an invoice?
Yes. No, send me the receipt so that I can claim it on my taxes. Thank you.
I don't plan trips when I'm drinking.
Well, do it with the maneuver card.
Yeah,
guys, you revoked my maneuver card.
And good luck with that. Even if you had it.
I'll cook up a stove for you in Pennsylvania.
There you go. Oh yeah, you're gonna be taking the truck or what? Or is that a done deal?
Yeah,
or?
Buddy.
Oh shit.
I mean, even if they tell me no, who's gonna stop me?
Yeah. That's right. Nobody.
Go across the street.
I just park across the street, player.
Does that trailer have sleeping quarters in the front?
No, but I got Marriott points for days.
All right. I'm bunking with Tommy, York, Pennsylvania. You heard it here first.
And I'm paying for my own trip to Pennsylvania, and Clint's going to write it off on his taxes.
That's yes. Right.
Sweet, we're in.
All right. Sounds like we're ready to go.
Good talk.
Yeah, good talk, everybody. All right. No, seriously. It's been fun.
Tune in next week.
We'll have you back on. If you want to be back on next week, we're fine with that.
I got content for days, man. Just hit me up.
There you go. All right.
I got the app now. I have the app.
You got the app. You got the Google Hangout app.
Yeah, I got my battery.
You're ready to chat with us. You got battery for battery. Days.
We're going a marathon run.
Yeah. I've done a marathon.
For real?
Yeah. Baltimore Marathon, player.
Fuck that. Why?
You know, I ball out.
So that he what could eat more barbecue.
It was under 5 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good, dude. That's really good. I know.
It really fucking hurt, though.
How far is a marathon? Like 26 miles or something?
After a marathon.
Yeah, no, I was actually good after. It was just during. Like the last 4 miles, my entire body locked up to the point where like it was one of the more painful things I've ever experienced. Last 4 miles.
How much is a full marathon?
26.2.
Yeah.
And like, dude, like after I was done, I was like, all good. Like, I just slammed a bunch of water and drank a bunch of beers, and, like, I was good.
That's crazy.
But, like, during, it fucking sucked. Yeah. Until next time.
Like, once you get past a certain point,
it is until you're... It's all mental up until your body shuts down. Like, I was all crusty from, like, all my, like, minerals being outside of my body now. Like, it was, like, I was, like, had that white crust. All over my, like, it was like that salt.
Yeah. All over your what? Like I had white crust once.
Yeah.
But it was a urinary tract infection from Colombia.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that was a UTI.
It was definitely a UTI.
Cranberry juice players.
They didn't have cranberry juice in Colombia. I'm sorry.
I'm sure they did.
No, it's like some weird mango juice.
Nobody yeah,
it was papaya juice.
Papaya juice.
All right.
Word up.
I'm going to harass you at York, PA for real.
Dude, I'm dead, man. Just, you know, we'll do the podcast from there.
Dude, we're going to eat so many CBDs.
Yeah. I'm going to chug, like, a bottle of CBDs.
We're going to be relaxed. Eating smoked meats.
Yes. Talk about CBDs and brisket. That's a food coma for, like, a week.
Yo, we need to hook you up with Trevor Cartmill because he makes CBDs.
This company sent me some stuff, so, I mean, I don't know.
How is it?
It's solid. It works.
What's the company? Shout them out.
KANNA Bricks. Can of Bricks.
Can of Bricks. Get yourself a can of Bricks.
Yeah.
Can of bricks.
I need a can of bricks.
It's pretty dope because like you don't get like all tore up. Like it's not like, you know. I was because I've never messed with none of this stuff before.
I don't understand. Wait, hold on. You don't get high?
It's at all, zero.
It's not psychoactive, right?
This doesn't sound. I'm not signing up for this.
See, this is bullshit. You feel like sick kids and people that are in pain, right?
This is bullshit.
Yeah, like my body feels awesome after I eat this stuff.
You should take some THC and then your mind will feel fucking awesome too.
Yeah, there's not,
I always get like stressed out. Like I always get like super anxiety from like weed. I always feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack when I smoke.
Really? How about mushrooms?
No. Worst experience of my life.
What?
Yeah.
You were with the girl that you couldn't look at anybody, weren't you?
No. I was in Bali. It was horrible.
You didn't
in Bali? India?
No, Bali, like Indonesia.
Oh, same thing. Not here.
Indy something. You need a good spirit guide. So the next time you eat mushrooms, it's going to be with me, and I'm going to take you on a magical journey.
Everyone who says that you need a spirit guide, you need to wait.
No,
we'll get through this.
All you've heard is Sloan and Dan talk about it, and I was their spirit guide.
Worst thing that's ever happened in my life.
But you're probably in a super intense place being in Indonesia.
No, dude.
It wasn't like you were in the woods of Maryland hanging out.
Did you have something really big and traumatic going on in your life at the time?
I always have something big and traumatic going on in my life.
You sound like a psychic right now.
Yo.
Did you have something going on right
now? Yeah.
Is your name Dave? Chris? Tommy.
Dave, and you love barbecue. Yeah. Yes? No, listen, because, and I told my friends, we were, for my one friend's bachelor party, and we ate mushrooms, and our other friend was going through, like, a child custody divorce deal, and I'm like, at some point, he's gonna have to,
horrible.
I'm like, sometime, he's gonna have to go off and deal with this, like, because if you got anything really pressing, you're gonna address it when you're on mushrooms, so, where everybody's tripping, and next thing you know, he just walks off into the woods. And Sloan and those guys are like, yo, Dan disappeared and this and that. And I'm like, it's all good, man. Leave him alone. Don't go searching for him. I'm like, he's like working his shit out right now, out in the woods by himself. Like, nobody, okay. Everybody just leave him alone. And sure enough, he showed back up and like, you know, an hour, like having dealt with his demons.
Nope.
Yo, listen, this is a true story. Nope. Way, like 2003 or something like that. Me and my girlfriend had broken up, and I was super upset about it. And I moved to North Carolina and shit, not because of that, because of whatever, for work. And then I was real upset about it. I ate some mushrooms. And then I started to think, and I'm like, the world is so big, and like, we're just little teeny specks. And then I'm like, I'm just one little teeny speck worried about another little teeny speck. Like, how ridiculous is this situation? Why am I even worried about this? And then that was it. I was never worried about it again. Like, I woke up the next day, and I was totally not worried about that chick.
In that way.
Huh?
That's what I heard, legal claim.
So, like, in my brain, I would have been like, oh. We're only two little specks, and like that's the one speck of all the entire specks, the entire world that I wanted, and now it's gone.
That's ridiculous. That wouldn't have happened.
Dude,
maybe you don't know.
Yay! I'm saying you're not going to convince me to try that shit ever again. My brain is a deep dark place, and I'm extremely negative.
That's fine. Just don't eat a pizza, a slice of pizza I gave you in the dark.
I'm not eating a damn thing. Even if it was on there, I'd
meat. It. I'm gonna give you a piece of meat with mushrooms on it.
You ain't doing shit.
Mushroom meat. Eat my mushroom meat.
No.
Tommy, no. You're gonna eat my mushroom meat and fucking like it.
Hang it out. Nope.
Hang it out. Alright.
Alright, so.
So, York, Pennsylvania.
See you in York.
Mushrooms on meat. Damn, we're ready to go. Nick, bring your mushrooms. Nick's surrounded by corn, cow fields, so he'll have plenty of mushrooms.
My cow fields, corn.
Well, there's cows where there's corn.
That's right. Cows love corn. Cows love corn.
Yeah, true.
No, you guys need Jersey cows. They make chocolate milk.
Kobe cows.
New Jersey cows, are they like assholes? Talk about shit.
But, yeah.
You need Kobe cows.
They're like the actual name of Jersey cows is Forget About It Cows.
So dumb.
Oh my god, dude. Alright. Hey.
Alright.
Tom, you gotta come out again and we'll start fresh. Yeah.
And you need to have beer next time.
No, dude, I'll drink like a pint of whiskey. It'll get really weird.
Alright, perfect.
Oh, this is good. This is good news.
Perfect, yeah. You're on next week. Get your whiskey.
Yeah. I didn't know that this was going to be like a for real drinking thing.
I told you I originally talked to you.
What the fuck?
Listen. No.
I don't know.
No, the week delay fucked us up. Because when I originally talked to him, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
We're going to drink. We just drink beer. Like, it's kind of our thing. We drink on the show. And he's like, yeah, I'm all about that. And then the whole rally thing happened, and then it was a week delay.
Got CBDs.
Well, you better, because you're fucked up, because next year it's going to be, we're going to eat mushrooms on the show. Everybody's going to have to eat mushrooms and go on the show.
Ever again so. In my entire life. Not having it. Was
all right, well. Clint will do mushrooms, you drink whiskey.
There you go.
I'll just do it normal alcohol, and we'll see where it goes.
No, I'll do mushrooms, you guys drink absinthe.
I'll drink absinthe.
And I can do shit. I'll drink absinthe.
Real absinthe from absinthe Europe.
It's kind of real. Dude, I got real absinthe from the Czech Republic. It was like backed up absinthe, and like, it wasn't what it was all cracked up to be.
Did you drip it on the sugar cube, or whatever the fuck you're supposed to do? And then you walk backwards?
It's mythological, dude. It's just, it's alcohol.
It's booze. I got all tore up. That was about it.
People that don't
know. It was like 140 something proof.
Woo!
Yeah, it was no joke.
You're lucky you can see.
From the jerk off stories?
Yeah. All of it. All of it.
Yeah.
He's very lucky to have his sight.
All right, I'm going to bed.
All right.
Yeah, I'm out.
We're out of here.
I'm hanging out. Hey, this is me leaving.
All right.
We'll do it again.
Yes, later, everybody. Later.